Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, today it's raining a little and the mountains around are snow-covered and the winter sun trying to peek out at us through the clouds. It does little to warm the frigid temperatures. So I was happy to sit in a cozy chair with the fireplace roaring and the Christian music radio station on. And I'm thankful that I'm safe and warm and can take some time to read my Bible and plan my time with you wherever you are in the world. So my theme for today is Winter Light of Hope. You know, earlier this year, some friends and I were sitting around talking, and one friend, Melody, announced that she'd not only made her list of 5 resolutions, but she was starting to work on them now. Well, I don't make resolutions, even though I do like to evaluate the past year and look at some ministry goals that I hope to accomplish in the coming year. Well, then, timidly, one friend that was new to our group said, "Well, my plan is to just get up 15 minutes earlier every morning for prayer. I'm not sure it could be called a resolution." Well, there was soft silence in the room as we were all deep in thought. And then she continued, "Our minister told the story of Elijah, who was looking for God in the big things, but found God in the gentle whisper." And then she said, "I hope to find God in my quiet 15 minutes before the day starts." Oh, maybe that's a good idea for us all. With all the problems going on in the world, with the various COVID and political issues, when I need to be encouraged, I often turn to the book of Joshua, where once again, God spoke to my heart from Joshua. And it's a verse that I know will encourage you also as you meditate and think about it. It's Joshua 1, verse 9. It says, "This is my command. Be strong and very courageous. Do not be afraid nor discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Oh, yes, dear friends, even though the coming year may seem quite frightening, if we have Jesus in our heart, we can depend on his promises to us. God will be with us wherever we go. Now here's a song based on that scripture from Joshua. May the words encourage you. It's the Songs of Hope group singing, "Be Strong and Take Courage."
Be strong. and take courage. Do not fear or be dismayed, for the Lord His light will show the way.
Be strong and take courage.
Do not fear or be dismayed, for the one who lives within you will be strong.
Yes, dear friends, God says to you, be strong and take courage, for the one who lives in you will be strong in you today. Yes, that's God's promise to you. And recently I read a verse in Jeremiah 32. It says, write in a book all the words that I have spoken to you. Well, through the years I've tried to write down things I'm learning. It's rather a loose version of a diary. It's kind of something between a travel log, lessons I'm learning, insights, prayers, thoughts about my day, all jumbled together. And recently it seems I've been on a very fast track with my increased radio ministry, writing books, trying to keep up with the social media increase. And a few nights ago I was talking to a friend on the phone and she asked what I had done before Christmas. It seemed so long ago, and I'd done so many things since then, I couldn't remember. Well, then I realized my notebook of events, ideas, and lessons that God is teaching me didn't have as many entries like it used to. And when I've looked back on some of my journals, I've been blessed to see how many times God has rescued me or protected me or given me an opportunity to share about the love of Jesus with someone. You know, even though it's not what someone might call a resolution, I've decided I want to get back to writing more in my notebook. In fact, often in my programs, I've been able to share some of these thoughts from my journal with you. So may I encourage you to keep some kind of journal too? Mostly, it's my blessing and learning journal. I don't use any special book, just a spiral notebook, and I keep it with me at all times. And I believe, like me, if you keep a learning journal, you'll be blessed as you look at the past year and see the many blessings of God in your life. Like any journey, our life may have detours, setbacks, and disappointments, but we'll also see God at work in our lives and those of our loved ones. Oh, your problems may not work out as fast as you want, but God promises to be with you always. Now worship with me as we listen to the Maranatha Singers, In His Time. Oh yes, in moments like these, we can sing a love song to Jesus. You know, at the beginning months of a new year, and as we look ahead to some events facing us or issues unresolved, it reminds me of when Randy and I decided to go to a movie about World War II. It's not the type of movie I usually go to. I'm more into lighthearted movies. But he had already seen it and thought, because it was historical, there was a message in it I would appreciate. Well, as we parked the car to go in, he explained, There might be times you will not understand what's happening, how this all fits into the story, but just know that it will all make sense in the end. Well, true to his prediction, the movie was great, the visual effects amazing, and the sound effects equally startling. But indeed, there were times I was confused how it all fit together. But since Randy had said that might happen, I accepted the mystery of why things were happening, and I trusted him that I would understand it all in the end. And at the end of the movie, I did understand. Well, on the way home, I felt God speak into my heart. So, Samantha, yes, God knows my name and yours too. Samantha, if you can let go and trust the filmmakers when you don't understand where they're taking you in the movie, will you trust me when my mysteries and events seem bewildering? Can you believe that I have a wonderful ending in store for you? Well, at that moment, even though there are things I'm not certain about the outcome, I chose to trust God. And I hope you will too. Look at your future and place your trust in God, even if you may not understand right now. Yes, when we don't know the outcome, we can lean on the everlasting arms of Jesus. And here is Linda Randall singing, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Yes, it's wonderful we can lean on Jesus, isn't it? Well, for Christmas, when Randy gave me one of those watches that keep track of how many steps I take a day. Here in the United States, the Surgeon General recommends that we each take 10,000 steps a day. Well, I was certain I did that. After all, I park across the parking lot from a store, walk the stairs in my home, lots of little things. But I was shocked when I actually looked at the watch. I knew it must be broken. I must have taken more steps than that. But then I forgot to factor in how many hours a day I'm at my desk writing. So I decided I am going to walk more, and it will also give me more time to pray for all of you, my listeners, who write in. And may I encourage you to write to me? I personally read and answer all the letters. Sometimes it takes me a week or so to catch up, but I so appreciate you writing in. You know, some of you have become my friends. Even if we don't meet here, won't it be wonderful when we meet in heaven? Well, many of us know and love the 23rd Psalm, so let me read a modern day translation to you. Psalm 23. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything that I need. He lets me rest in meadows green and leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health and helps me do what honors him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for he is close beside me, guarding, guiding all the way. He provides a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. He has welcomed me as his guest. Blessings overflow. His goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all of my life, and afterwards I will live with him forever in his new home. Now, here are the Continental Singers singing the new 23rd Psalm.
Because the Lord is my shepherd,
the 23rd Psalm has been a comfort to millions of people through the ages, and I have come to love this new translation as well. I think one reason I love it is the very first word of the new 23rd Psalm. It says, because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything that I need. It's like saying, because my father is the richest man in the world, I have everything that I need. But oh, my friends, our Father in heaven, our Abba Father, our Daddy, now he can provide everything that we need. There's no one on this earth, no matter how rich they are, that can provide for us like our Abba Father. In fact, Jesus talked about this in Matthew 6, 23 and 26. Let me read it to you. I tell you not to worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food and drink or enough clothes to wear. Isn't life more than food and your body more than clothing? Look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for our Heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you more valuable to Him than they are? And then verse 34, so don't worry about tomorrow. Oh, not only does he provide for us, he will give us comfort when we're lonely. He cares for us and protects us and will never leave us. In fact, let me read another promise from Jesus to you. It's found in Hebrews 13:5, where Jesus said, "I will never leave you or forsake you." Another translation of that verse says that He will never abandon you. People may have abandoned you, but Jesus never will. That's His promise to you. Wherever you live, whatever you're facing, my friends, Jesus will be with you until you see Him in heaven. And another promise for you is Romans 15:13. In fact, it's my prayer for you. Romans 15:13. I pray that God, the source of all hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, that's for you today. But oh my goodness, here we are, and our time together is almost over. I'd like to remind you that this program is not supported by any big church or organization. No, it's just supported by friends like you who listen. Even though this radio program is broadcast around the world, our supporters must come from the United States. So when you give, you are, in fact, being a missionary, helping to send Psalms of Hope around the world. Will you be a missionary today? It would be such a blessing. And remember to tune in same time, same place next week, but also check your local radio station. On many stations, I am on more than the one time that you're listening. Well, our time together is over. This is Samantha Landy. And remember, God loves you, so put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at SamanthaLandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.